Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
Discuss hospice care with their doctors.
Welcome to Says You, a game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy. Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Scherr.
Welcome to this week's edition of Says You. Who knows what twists and turns lay ahead today for our fiercely competitive panelists.
You want it to be a spitting contest?
I have no idea, but
you want a spitting contest? We can have a spitting contest.
Well, I guess I'm backing up now.
Each participant is poised to parse on adjective alert, focused on facts.
While all that was going on, I was reading my water bottles. Yeah. Because this is a bottle of water. These are nutrition facts. Are we maybe taking this labeling thing a little far?
So come with us.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, two white men are being held in connection with Friday's shootings that have shaken the city. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports three people were killed and two injured.
Tulsa police are trying to determine a motive for 19-year-old Jake England and 32-year-old Alvin White to head into a residential area and randomly shoot African Americans. The crimes increased tensions in a community which had a history of mistrust between residents and the police. Tulsa NAACP President Warren Blakeney Sr. raised concerns that the shootings might turn out to be racially motivated, but Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan stopped short of calling them hate crimes. For now, the two men face charges on three counts of murder and two counts of shooting with intent to kill. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Pawhuska, Oklahoma.
The Afghan government has signed a deal with the United States under which Afghanistan will take over responsibility for special forces night raids against insurgents. The BBC's Bilal Sarwari in Kabul has more.
Night raids or special forces operations are currently carried out by NATO and Afghan special forces. The Afghan government wants to ensure that these operations are entirely led by its forces, and that they give explicit permission for other troops to take part. The deal will also allow Afghan judges to review the operations and decide whether to hold detainees after the raid, Afghan officials said. The issue of night raids was a major sticking point, preventing Afghanistan and the U.S. from signing a long-term strategic partnership.
The BBC's Bilal Sarwari reporting from Kabul. The UN Arab League envoy for Syria, Kofi Annan, is condemning what he says is a surge in violence in Syria. Activists say Syrian troops are continuing their assault on restive regions this weekend. Lisa Schlein reports that Annan issued a statement in Geneva calling on the Syrian government to abide by its agreement to cease all forms of violence by Tuesday.
Annan's statement follows an announcement by Syria that it wants written guarantees from the opposition that it will halt all violence before it withdraws its troops. In his statement, Annan says he's shocked by reports of violence and atrocities in several towns and villages in Syria, resulting in alarming levels of casualties. He says this violates assurances given him by the Syrian authorities. He calls the escalation of violence unacceptable and says it must stop. Annan is appealing to all states with influence on the parties to pressure them to end the bloodshed. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
At the Vatican, Easter Mass presided over by Pope Benedict at St. Peter's Basilica. Benedict is joining calls for Syria to heed international demands that the violence come to an end. In his Easter message, he appealed for peace in Syria and elsewhere in the Middle East and Africa. This is NPR News. Iranian state media reporting that Istanbul will host a new round of talks over Iran's disputed nuclear program. There's been no confirmation from the world powers taking part in the talks, including the U.S., Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany. They're supposed to get underway on Friday, but there have been doubts over whether the negotiations will happen at all. In Pakistan, helicopter rescue teams and troops with sniffer dogs are racing against time in an effort to find any survivors from yesterday's avalanche. It's been more than 24 hours since the avalanche buried a military complex in the disputed Kashmir region. At least 135 people are missing. One of sport's greatest moments, the final round of the Masters, features a handful of players with a realistic shot at winning golf's most coveted title today. NPR's Tom Goldman reports most of the attention is on three-time Masters champion Phil Mickelson.
The roars around Augusta always are heartier for American Phil Mickelson. They're a combination of awe over his shot-making and affection for one of the PGA Tour's most popular players. Mickelson starts his round today one shot off the lead, held by Sweden's Peter Hansen, whose third round Saturday was filled with dazzling shot-making. But it was the man nicknamed Lefty who got those big roars as he surged to second place with a run of dramatic shots, including a 20-foot eagle putt and a trademark flop shot, a greenside pop-up that landed softly and led to a birdie. American Tiger Woods failed to make up any ground with an even par 72. He also apologized for kicking a club during a dreadful second round on Friday. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org.
Welcome to Says You, a game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy. Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Schur.
Thank you. Thank you. From the Emerson Umbrella Center for the Arts in Concord, Massachusetts, welcome to Says You, a simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right. He's always happy in Concord. The place makes him feel just grape. Tony Khan. She's charmed by the Cradle of Liberty and amazed by the on-street parking. Francine Akbar. And he's humbled by the history around him, most of which gets expunged if he's good. Mr. Barry Nolan. Who's the leader tonight?
The grape one himself, Tony Khan.
I'll give it a shot.
Tony.
Feeling a little seedless, but I'll try.
To my left, team two, he thinks transcendentalism is the new painless way to remove plaque. Arnie Reisman. She thinks self-reliance is for the other guy, Carolyn Faye Fox. And she always knew that having her straight, upright posture meant she'd have to marry a Longfellow, Miss Paula Lyons. And who's the leader?
Miss Carolyn Faye.
Carolyn will lead.
But I will rely on my teammates.
Oh, excellent. Correct answers are worth 10 points or whatever fraction thereof deemed appropriate. We always advise new listeners, grab a pen and paper. Let's begin with a round of odd man out.
Oh. Okay.
Which of the following does not belong in the list? 5 points for the correct answer, 5 more for telling me why. Carolyn.
Yes.
Palm.
Who?
P-A-L-M.
Palm.
Oak.
Oak.
Lightning.
Lightning.
And skids.
Skids?
S-K-I-D-S. Palm. Oak, lightning, and skids.
Greased lightning, grease the skids,
grease the
and grease the palm. So oak is the odd man out.
You got it.
Too easy for these guys. Too easy for these guys. 10 points. Very good. Greased oak is never greased that I know of, but ran like greased oak.
I guess, haven't been in my yard, have you?
No.
Yeah, it's a way to have fun with squirrels.
Yeah.
And they're nuts flying.
Yes, my dog just sits at the base of the tree and waits.
I know. Try this one, Tony. What's the odd one out? Ransack, pillage, loot, and plunder.
Can I help you?
Other than being my attorneys for the last bit. I'm sorry, ransack, pillage.
Ransack, loot, pillage, and plunder.
Loot, pillage, and plunder. Well, let's see, does one of them have to do basically, I'd say pillage is out.
Pillage is not out.
Why not?
I don't know. Could be.
I'm just thinking that pillage is the one that really involves destruction of property, whereas ransack, you know, can be the removal
would
of
it,
something.
Ransack would maybe be it?
Ransack is, in fact, yes. The odd man out.
Because the others, as Tony was hitting
stuff.
On, involve
pills.
Removal of stuff, where ransacking is just to toss it about.
Up. You know something? I got to give him 10 points for that. That's excellent. Nice job. To ransack actually means to search, to with intent to steal. The others mean to take it away.
Take it away.
So. You can ransack, though, passionately and with purpose and do quite a bit of damage.
Well, ransack means to search with intent to steal.
So you could be in a store and a salesperson could say, can I help you? And you say, no, I'm just ransacking.
Exactly.
That's how I was trained in firing
and
space.
Explaining it to myself.
All right. This is Arnie's first odd man out of the year. What should I do? Give him the completely despicable one or
yes.
the Arnie one?
Yeah.
Try this one, Arnie. What's the odd one out? Cobbler. C-O-B-B-L-E-R.
Yeah.
Cooper. C-O-O-P-E-R. Crater. C-R-A-T-E-R. And Noonan.
Who?
N-O-O-N-A-N.
Noonan?
Noonan?
What's the odd one out? Cobbler. Cooper. Crater. And Noonan.
John Fenimore Cobbler wrote...
do you think Crater could be it?
Are we talking Judge Crater?
Could be.
It's going to be a long night.
Okay.
Incidentally, did you know that Judge Crater was born in Easton, Pennsylvania?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Just...
Yeah. The New York Times just did a big piece on him.
Oh, did he written that?
Yeah. He's been going now, what, 70 years?
Yeah.
So
Noonan. Is Noonan like a day watchman?
No.
Noonan.
No, ooh, she's like was thinking what
harder
I was thinking
than
of.
I thought.
Cobbler makes
Cooper.
Shoes. Cooper makes barrel rings or whatever
yeah,
that is. But what's a Noonan? I thought maybe Crater was out, but...
I think if
he's talking about Judge Crater, it must be related, huh?
Cobbler is the odd man out.
Well, Cobbler is, in fact, the odd man
well,
out.
That's very
okay,
good.
Okay, Arnie,
that's 5
there you
points.
Go.
Do you know why?
That's the only dessert in the group.
Yep.
You've never had a lemon Noonan?
Because raspberry Crater, anyway?
Raspberry Crater.
So Cobbler is...
What,
yeah,
what joins okay. the other three, though? There
all
is.
Right.
The other three are judges.
Judge. No, they're not.
No? Okay, Crater. Is Noonan actually a job?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's
so
not
we're
a job.
Not going
so
down
we're not
that
going.
Road.
It's, a,
it's
name,
a name,
right?
Well, this turned out to be a harder one than I thought. Don't say it out loud. Does anyone in the audience know? Ooh.
Well, James, are we talking?
Are we dealing in last names?
You are dealing in last names.
Chris
and
Cooper.
They all have the
Peggy
same.
Crater. Peggy Cooper. Peggy Noonan.
Chris Noonan.
Peggy
Crater.
No, it's actually D.B. Cooper.
D.B.
Oh, D.B. Cooper.
Is that
so
the
you're
judge?
Just looking for, you're just looking for the first name for Noonan at this point, then.
D.B.
D.B. Cooper disappeared. Judge Crater disappeared.
Disappeared.
And somebody Noonan
somebody
disappeared.
Somebody Noonan, I guess, disappeared.
Somebody Noonan, in fact, disappeared. Audience, help him out. Amelia Earhart's navigator.
Oh.
Darkness
he didn't
at Noonan.
Disappear. He's sitting right up there.
Yes. Three of them disappeared forever.
Wow.
D.B. Cooper has never been found. Judge Crater has never been found. Is it Fred Noonan? Fred Noonan, right?
Yeah,
the navigator
Fred.
Has never been found. The only one that doesn't fit that bill is Cobbler.
Steve Cobbler.
Steve Cobbler, yes. Steve Cobbler.
Right.
Nobody knew when Mickey. He went missing.
Try this one, Francine. What's the odd one out? Music. Camera.
What was the first one?
Music.
Camera.
Camera.
Script.
Yep.
And firing squad.
Well,
what's the odd one out?
So I'm guessing it's not entirely obvious.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's see.
Music?
It takes six to make a firing squad, is it?
Music, camera,
five,
script,
staff?
and Firing Squad.
It's a great plot for a movie.
Yeah.
Execute music. Mm. Execute.
Firing Squad is not the odd man out.
It is not, no.
Okay.
So that makes it harder.
A little bit,
camera.
Yeah.
Camera.
Camera, you need to point the right way, as well as a firing squad.
Yes, sir.
Does staff have anything to do with this?
Yeah, right.
Camera is the odd man out.
Camera is not the odd man out.
No, music is.
Music is not the odd man out.
Okay. Tony, you want to guess?
Oh. Okay, well, then I'm
if off. I could remember that far back.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so script is out.
Script is the odd man out. Yes.
So music, camera, and
down
firing
to one
squad.
Point now.
Music, they all take.
Oh, I don't think they're going
to
get it.
They all need to. They all involve a
I can't give them points for this. I got to go to the other side.
No point to it because we had something completely different.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because I had shooting, firing squad, shooting script, and then you shoot with a camera. So music was out.
Fingers.
Well, that's very good, Arnie.
Fingers?
I probably would have given you something for that, but...
Thanks, Ben.
Does anyone else in the audience have another idea? You don't face the script.
You don't face a script.
You face the firing
squad. You face the camera.
Face the camera.
And
of course, eventually you're going to face...
This is where we boo the audience.
Boo.
Okay.
Paula, your turn.
Okay.
What's the odd one out? Tequila.
Tequila.
Scotch.
Scotch.
Champagne. And Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
You think you know this?
Yes,
well,
I
like all of these.
Excuse me.
Let's see. Well, you could. Tequila, champagne, and Chardonnay are white, and scotch is not. I doubt that that's it, is it,
Richard? That's not it. Tony actually has this.
Is it bubbles and not?
No.
So
not unless you have bubbles
tequila
in
tequila sunrise. Champagne on ice.
I don't know.
Is made from a plant. Champagne is made from grapes, Chardonnay grapes, scotch.
Are they,
God
are
knows.
We dealing with phrase parts like scotch tape or something? Or
no, that's okay. Not it.
Well, champagne is the only one that's a region.
What do you think is the odd one out?
Champagne.
No.
Oh.
No.
All right, then.
The other side
wait
does
a minute.
Have
Chardonnay champagne cocktail. No, Chardonnay?
Chardonnay is the
because
odd one.
Because the other ones can be cocktails, and Chardonnay is wine.
That's not it. I'm going to give you 3 points for the struggle, but I'm going to go to the other side. What is it, other side?
Chardonnay is the odd man out.
And why is that?
Because Chardonnay is a drink named after the type of grape, and the others are named after geographic areas.
That's exactly right. See? To be tequila...
The opposite, really?
Yeah.
Yes. To be tequila, real tequila, it has to come from Tequila, Mexico. To be scotch,
no me
it has
diga,
to come from,
señor.
Yes, it has to come from Scotland. And to be champagne, it has to come from champagne.
We should have known that.
Let's close this out. Barry, try this one. What's the odd one out? Improvement. Rent.
Rent?
Rent, R-E-N-T. Mortgage. And Jell-O.
Jell-O. J-E-L-L-O.
Oh, I've got it.
You got it?
But
I've
it's
got
not
it.
Our team.
Boy, that took about 2 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
Improvement, rent, mortgage, and Jell-O.
There was never a musical named Jell-O.
Yeah.
There was a musical named Mortgage?
it's a very sad
thing. You know, it's... Understand that.
Any thoughts here?
I'm working
colleagues?
On it. I'm working on it.
All right.
I think improvement's the odd man.
I think improvement's.
No, we so have it over here.
It's
no,
not
no,
Jell-O.
Jell-O has Jell-O's, to be there. Jell-O's just got to be there.
Oh, there's always room for Jell-O. There's always room for improvement. There's always a room to rent.
Yes,
mortgages
yes,
is the one out.
Exactly.
That's exactly right, Ken Forrest.
Oh, my God.
Nicely done. Let's go on to round two, which is played with a little musical help from the Ben Powell Quartet. It's the first of the Says You Bluffing Rounds. Carolyn, each of you will receive a card defining a word. Only one will have the actual definition. The other two will get blank cards. Those poor souls have a few seconds to make up a definition on the spot, good enough to fool Tony's team. 10 points up for grabs to Tony, if he can find the bluffer, or to you, Carolyn, if he cannot. A few seconds to come up with a definition for the word droze. D-R-O-Z-E. Droze. Gentlemen? I just want to take a moment and thank all the folks who joined the fun with us this year and sold out shows from coast to coast. Details for next season's tapings will be up soon on the website at sayu.net. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U. Where if you just follow that join the fun link, we'll show you how to join the fun. So whether you're in Nashville or New England, north or south, we hope you'll be able to come be in our audience next season for a live performance of Says You. Says You returns after this from home.
The New York Yankees may be the most popular team in baseball and the most widely despised. Arrogant automatons, sustained excellence, overhyped and overpaid, the very definition of greatness. A new collection of essays on the most polarizing team in sports. I'm Neil Conan. Damn Yankees. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Weekday afternoons from 1 to 3.
Hi, it's Lynn Rossetto Casper. This week on The Splendid Table, we go into the kitchen with Somali chef Jamal Hashi. We check out the latest culinary apps with Marketplace Tech Report's John Moe. And, of course, we talk to you. Be sure to join us this week on The Splendid Table from 8 p.m.
Today at noon. Support for Says You and WPLN made possible in part by you, the listener. You can become a member or renew your membership online anytime at WPLN.org. It's 22 minutes after 9, 59 degrees in Nashville.
That is the Ben Powell Quartet. Welcome Ben Powell on the violin, Jonathan Joubert on guitar, Jack Soroff on guitar, and Alexander Prompus on the bass. Thanks, guys. This also gives me a moment to thank our scorekeepers. That's Max Fernandez and Mr. Benjamin Schur. Thanks for keeping the score, you guys. We've had a few moments with the word droze. We'll go first to Carolyn Fay Fox.
Droze, to sleep in a hammock. No. Droze is a camel with a bad attitude.
How can you tell one with a good one?
It's a camel in a hump slump.
So that's where you're going to take us. You're going to take us to a camel with a bad attitude.
Yes.
That's what you're going to say.
That's what the card says.
All right. Okay, could be that. or something else. Arnold?
Well, it was kind of close the first time around, actually. It must be slang. It's a noun or a verb. Mm-hmm. To take a brief nap while standing up. An unusual ability, occasionally confused with narcolepsy.
Unless you're a horse.
Yeah.
Occasionally confused with
ability to take a brief nap while standing up.
Standing up, all of a sudden you nod off, you're drowsing. Or, Paula, something else.
Well, this is a word I'm delighted to learn about, because I've always wondered what to call it when you see what happens to candles, especially if you haven't paid a lot of money for them. You know that on big holidays they end up ruining your best tablecloth because they melt, and they melt in a not in an even way, and then they just drip all over the place. So that's what drows is.
Drows is what?
Drows is what?
Melting and dripping all over.
Melting and dripping all
melting
over.
Melting and dripping.
Is it the act of melting or the result of the melting?
It's to melt. Oh.
You look up drows in the dictionary, it says to melt
there
and drip all over.
Okay.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Paula just performed a triple whammy with a double inverted gotcha.
Yeah.
She seemed confused on a matter of grammar, which never happens.
I understand.
She went to the infinitive root. I mean, camel with a bad...
Well, wait, let me recap the definitions
for the
radio audience that's forgotten what the definitions were.
Oh, God.
It is either that to melt and to drip like that.
Yeah.
To sleep, kind of just take a nap standing up.
Kind of like the...
Or a camel with a bad attitude.
Yeah.
It and is unbelievably one of those three things. And now you can go to work.
I love the idea of the camel unplug, you know.
Yeah.
She was thinking...
Tautological.
She was thinking about the Druze people in the Middle East desert, and she was thinking about a drover.
Right.
How do you know
Francie? I think you're right. I think you're right.
I love watching you guys make stuff up.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was actually one of those yoga maneuvers where you balance on your nose while you move your lower extremities like a swan or something.
And breathe into the muscle.
Yeah.
Breathe into it. Okay, so we're really quickly eliminating any number of possibilities here.
Yeah.
Real
quick.
The melting, there's a problem
melting
with the tense and the...
I know, that's why I think... She so misled us into thinking it's wrong that it's got to be right.
I agree with Tony. I think it's the little waxy
drippings.
Drippy things.
So we're going to, I guess, go with Paula, just so that I can hear her say, make up a definition.
Yes.
Okay. Paula, they are going to go with you. They're going to say that drows is something that's drippy and droopy and everything else. Is that, in fact, what it means?
Drows. To melt irregularly and drip as a candle.
We did it!
That's what it is.
We did it! 15 years,
and you have divined her pattern of lion.
Let's go on to round three. First names first. The following superfluous surnames trail first names so famous that most of us know only them. For example, if I said Winfrey, you'd know right away I was talking about Oprah. Given the following last names, please supply us with the more famous firsts. I'll supply their field of endeavor as a clue, but that will cost you 3 points.
Just don't start with Smith.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Smith. No, I guess that's not. Gillette. J-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. Gillette.
Isn't that Penn?
Yep.
Penn and Teller.
Is
exactly right. Penn Gillette of Penn and Teller.
From Greenfield, Mass.
He is from Greenfield, Mass?
Yep. Yes, he is.
I'm stunned to find this out. As is most of Greenfield, probably.
He was most of Greenfield.
I suppose that's true.
He's a big guy.
Try this one, Tony. And I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but I'll give it a shot. Yavachev. J-A-V-A-C-H-E-F-F. Is that right? Yavachev?
Yavachev? Well, Yavachev. Chances statistically are pretty good that it's Igor, but I'm going to... How about Rasputin?
No, Igor Rasputin is wrong.
Dmitri?
No, I can give you his the occupation, I should say.
Skippy.
Skippy Yavachev.
Skippy Yavachev.
I believe the band knows Skippy.
Yeah, Skippy Yavachev.
Skippy Yavachev.
I think you might have to give us
Don't
the
say it out loud. Does anyone know? Don't say it out loud.
Yavachev. Mm. Olga.
No.
Irina.
How about the profession?
Okay.
Yeah.
Environmental artist.
Oh! Oh, of course, but the guy who packs the, crystal.
Christo. No. Can't give you 10 points because
no,
I
can't do
it's
that.
7 points. Christo is correct.
Christo Yavachev.
All right, try this one, Arnie.
Uh-huh.
Lanzoni.
Who?
Lanzoni.
Lanzoni.
So is there a first name of an Italian designer or somebody that we would...
Ferrari Lanzoni. No.
Liberace. It's not Liberace, no.
What's his last name?
Lanzoni.
So it's not Ferrari.
Ronzoni Lanzoni.
Ronzoni, yeah.
I think if I give you the profession, you'll get it.
Oh, well.
Close.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, the profession is male model.
The one with the long hair.
Fabio?
Yeah, Fabio.
It's exactly right. 7 points.
Okay. Fabio.
Fabio Lanzoni.
Sure.
Is who that is.
It could have been Fabio Yavachev, as far as I'm concerned.
Try this one, Francine. Baeza. B-A-E-Z-A. Baeza.
Oh. Jonah.
Your points for that.
Baeza. I think I need a clue.
I know. I just can't remember. I've heard this. Da da da. Baeza. Is it a three?
Can we have points for that?
First name.
What is it? I'm sorry.
Is it a three syllable first name?
It is not.
Okay. Francine wants the clue.
The clue is Gucci performer.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Oh. Gucci.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Charo
Baeza. Gracias.
Maria Rosario Pilar Martinez Molina. Yes, Charo is exactly right.
Charo.
Try this one, Paula. Fischbacher.
Fischbacher?
F-I-S-C-H-B-A-C-H-E-R. Fischbacher.
Oh.
Wow.
Famous first name of Fischbacher.
Well, I would have dropped that one, too.
I think we need the clue.
Fischbacher.
If I give you the clue, you definitely have it. Take a shot first.
Well, then give it to me.
Fischbacher.
Fischbacher, I mean...
Well, it ain't Madonna, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not Madonna.
So is it Lady Gaga?
Right?
No.
You want the clue?
Yep. Lassie. It's Lassie.
Lassie Fischbacher.
No, it's...
She had some German blood in
that's
her.
That's right.
Charlie Brown Fischbacher.
No, but strangely enough, Fischbacher is an animal trainer.
Oh.
Oh, it's one of those guys with the white tigers, is it?
Oh, it's...
It's Siegfried or Roy.
Siegfried.
Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy is Siegfried... Siegfried Fischbacher.
How many points?
We get 7 points. We all got 7 on this one. Nobody knows these without the clue.
Yeah, we got
well, now
but
I have,
maybe Barry well, will know.
Maybe Barry will know, but this is without question the most mean-spirited, nasty of them all, as Barry always gets. Barry Turode. T-U-R-E-A-U-D. Turode is the last name.
T-U-R-E-A-U-D.
Turode.
Hit Turode, Jack. Turode.
Marcel Marceau Turode.
What a wonderful guess, actually.
It's the great French clown, B-O-Z-E-A-U, I believe. Bozo.
Let's bring this to a merciful end.
Okay. Yes.
Profession.
And give us the
next
profession.
Clue.
If I tell you that he is an actor pugilist,
Actor of, is that Mickey O'Rourke?
Term? Oh, no.
No.
Ooh, good guess.
Actor pugilist.
Pugilist. I may have to turn this over to the other side. You have any
this
ideas?
Is there any particular sort of thing
Would
Arnie
it be the Hulk?
Knows.
It is not the Hulk.
It's not the Rock.
Oh, it.
I'm going to turn it over to the audience. Audience? Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Mr. T.
The T right
the
there.
T.
Wow.
T.
And I forgot he was French.
Yes. Mr. T is actually correct.
Maybe he's from New Orleans.
Give him 2 points just for the struggle.
Thanks.
What's his first name then?
Yeah.
Lawrence. Lawrence Turode.
Lawrence. Mr. T. Larry.
This week's Spotlight Round is the request of Rick Munson of Chicago, Illinois. Rick writes, "The first time I heard Says You, I was driving back to school in Wisconsin. I tried to describe what I'd heard to my roommate, something about warm and cold-blooded animals one letter apart. I never heard that round again. To satisfy my curiosity, could that be a Spotlight Round?" It can, Rick. It was back in season 5 that Frank Farrell joined the panel to test their animal instincts. From the hints provided, change one letter in the name of a warm-blooded animal to get a cold-blooded animal.
Oh, my gosh.
A possible example, a tin can chewer and persistent buggy pursuer.
Goat to gnat.
Goat to gnat. Very good, Carolyn. That's
okay,
exactly
that's, I'm
right.
done here.
So you get the idea of where we're going.
Right.
Let's try it. Let's start off with this one. Carolyn,
mm-hmm.
pasture thriver
mm-hmm.
with Atlantic diver.
Cow to no.
Ooh, shh. Audience got it.
Cod.
Cod.
Cow to cod oh, is right. Cow, C-O-W, and cod, C-O-D. A pasture thriver is a cow, an Atlantic diver, a cod. Tony, a quiet guest... and an unwanted pest.
Oh.
Oh. Quiet guest, unwanted pest. See, fly? Rabbits?
No.
Quiet guest.
Something known.
Oh, termites?
Oh, no, no. Something mouse. Noted for being quiet.
Quiet.
I think the audience has it. Oh,
yeah.
I think the other side.
Yeah.
The other side
cat,
has
well, not
it.
Cat and rat.
No, it is not.
But it could be.
I got. Oh, I don't think they quite have this game yet. I go to the other side.
Mouse and louse.
Mouse and louse is exactly right. Quiet as a mouse, M-O-U-S-E, and an unwanted pest is a louse.
But there's a phrase, quiet as a mouse, I've never heard.
Arnie,
yeah.
Fancy horse. Or Alaskan course.
Or Alaskan course?
Yes, C-O-U-R-S-E.
Alaskan course.
Fancy horse, H-O-R-S-E, or Alaskan course.
Yeah, of course, like a
like salmon,
anything from
I'm
a
thinking,
road or,
you know,
or a dish
or a fish.
Or,
I'm thinking
yeah,
salmon.
Or a fish,
yeah, salmon. Right? So what's the fancy horse?
Fancy horse.
I'd go for that Alaskan one first.
So we're thinking salmon or something.
Not salmon. Something else famous in Alaska.
Oh, Alaskan king crab.
Arab and crab
is exactly right. Very good. 10 points. We'll give them 10 points. It's a tough category.
Arab,
A-R-A-B, is the horse, and crab, of course, the Alaskan delicacy. Try this one, Francine.
Okay.
Stinker and slinker.
Stinker?
S-T-I-N-K-E-R and slinker. S-L-I-N-K-E-R.
Skunk.
Skunk.
I-N-K. Skink.
Skunk and skink.
Skunk and skink. 10 points. like pulling the teeth out
Don't
by
ask.
Hand.
It's like a lizard.
A skink is a little lizard, of course, S-K-I-N-K, and the skunk is the stinker. Very good. Paula, Balaam's friend, B-A-L-A-A-M, apostrophe S, Balaam's friend, and Cleopatra's end.
Ass and ass
is right. 10 points. Closing the gap. Frank, I'm going to give you the hardest one of them all. See if you can get it. Cruise ship pacer and Galapagos racer.
Galapagos racer.
Tortoise.
Pacer.
Cruise ship pacer.
Porpoise and tortoise
is exactly right. 10 points.
Of course, you're changing two letters, but it's the same letter. I get it.
That's our Spotlight Round for this week. If there's a memorable moment you haven't heard in years, let us know.
We'll send our crack staff into the archives and do our best to find your favorite. You can register your choice at SaysYou.net. That's SaysYou. That's our look back. Now, back to the present. Let's go on to round four, which is Tony's team's chance to have a little fun at Webster's expense. One of you will correctly define the following word. Two will bluff. 10 points, Carolyn, if your team can find the rose among thorns. A few seconds to come up with a definition for the word dwergmole.
What? Turn it this way.
D-W-E-R-G-M-A-L. Dwergmole. Gentlemen. Coming to our town. Where can I find old shows? Who played that music I heard last week? So many questions, all answered on our website at SaysYou.net. There you can find tickets to tapings, Dally on the Daily Dispatch, or access our complete archive. You can contribute a question to the show and absorb ridicule on a national scale. This and more at SaysYou.net. That's SaysYou. Briefly, SaysYou pauses. We'll be right back.
On the next On Being, an understanding of Easter that is at once mystical and literally down to earth. Vigen Guroian is an Armenian Orthodox theologian, and he's attentive to grand ideas of incarnation and eternity as revealed in his garden. I'm Krista Tippett. Please join me for Restoring the Senses. That's from APM.
Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, $5 gas is the warning now. Gas prices are a big campaign issue already. We'll look for straight talk on the price of gas. Plus, tear down the cubicle. We'll look at the evolution of the office and new understandings of good workspace. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
On Point, weekday mornings from 9 to 11 here on 90.3 WPLN. Support for Says You and WPLN comes from the generous support of Nashville Public Radio members. You can join our community of supporters by making a tax-deductible contribution online at WPLN.org. Coming up in about 17 minutes at 10 o'clock is Studio 360. Right now the time is 9:43. It's 61 degrees in Nashville.
That is the Ben Powell Quartet. Thank you very much, you guys, for giving us a little time with the word dwergmole. We will go first to an expectant-looking Tony Gunn.
Well, I'm confused, frankly, because I don't know if the definition is meant literally or figuratively.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I see.
But it means a spitting contest.
A spitting contest?
A spitting contest, a dwergmal. I don't know if it means a spitting contest in the sense you literally spit, see who spits farther.
A spitting contest.
A spitting contest in the sense of, oh, let's see who's, you know. But it's a spitting contest.
So a dwergmal could be a spitting contest. Or not, depending on how you feel.
Why make such a dwergmal?
Okay. Could be that, or Francine, something else.
Well, a dwergmal is a noun, and it is actually a desert inhabiting Australian lizard.
A desert inhabiting an Australian desert lizard.
That's right.
Is a dwergmal.
That's right.
Could be.
Inhabiting, not visiting. In other words, he lives there full
time.
He's
not an accidental, he's an occasional.
He loves the desert.
He loves the desert.
It's his natural habitat.
But only in Australia.
In fact, it's an aboriginal lizard.
An aboriginal lizard, okay. Digging it pretty deep now, aren't we? We're just trenching in there. An Australian desert lizard could be that. Or something else. Barry?
I'm surprised Francine got the origin of this so in her guess so wrong. A dwergmal is obviously a Nordic kind of word. Yeah. It's the kind of thing you'd find in a Bergman film. It's the moody, it's the echo of your voice coming back across a fjord.
Oh.
Like when you go, Inga, 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 Inga.
Those films were all silent.
Oh, God.
The echo of your voice.
The shadow of your smile.
The shadow of your smile. The echo of your voice.
The dwergmal of your lizard.
Wafting across the fjord is the dwergmal. Right. It could be that. It could be the Australian desert lizard, which is now sounding a little better to me than it did before. Or a spitting contest. It can be one of the three, and the choice, Carolyn, is yours.
Oh, gosh. I think they're all dreadful.
Yeah.
They are pretty dreadful, I have to say.
Dwergmal.
Yeah.
I thought it was the name for, you know, when you drop your slate of Scrabble tiles.
Yes, that's
right.
Needs to be, you know.
You drop a dwergmal.
Now look what you got. Dwergmal.
Right. I had the lead. I pulled a dwergmal. What are you going to do?
And forget this, Latin derivation of mal at the end.
Well, no, forget everything. Just starting with DW is already good. Outside of dweeb and,
Spitting contest, I think, would sound more onomatopoeic if it were a spitting contest.
You can't go a dwergmal.
No.
So we're into the lizard or the fjord in your future or whatever.
The lizard doesn't really do it for me either. I don't know.
It certainly doesn't sound Nordic to me.
It doesn't sound Nordic on the other hand.
You know, Ingemar Dwergman.
It could be the echoing of something.
But, you know, after reading all those Swedish mysteries.
Dwerg.
Now, what do you think it is, Arnie?
I don't know. The lizard's looking better, but...
Is it?
But go ahead.
Should we go for the lizard?
No, go.
She said spitting contest. You say lizard, so I'll go with Barry.
Works for me.
You, as the captain, are going with Barry.
That's the way we always work.
That is your prerogative, yes. Barry. Carolyn has stepped boldly forward and said that a dwergmal is some kind of echo across
a
fjord.
Splitting contest here.
Yeah. Is that, in fact, what it is?
A dwergmal is the echo of your voice.
See how we get them?
Talk about luck.
Let's go on to round five. Benjamin, my son, has been reading Percy Jackson and the Olympians lately.
10 points.
And he asked me if we could do a round of Greek mythology.
Oh,
it's been years, so perhaps it is time to revisit the round we call Euripides, Eumenides.
Yeah.
10 points if you can successfully channel Edith Hamilton.
I was going to say, wasn't it Edith Hamilton who wrote that book?
Try this one, Carolyn. What made Nemesis such a nemesis?
Team.
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 It was a town without an entrance.
You're thinking nebulous.
Without pity. She had a nemesis sister.
Nemesis was a she, but what made her such a nemesis?
I have no idea.
No, neither do I. We're coming up empty on this.
Anybody on the other side have any thoughts on this?
Well, she wasn't Cassandra.
No, she wasn't.
Was she the shadow?
No.
It's what made her such a nemesis is her job.
She was a
Did she do television?
She was on To Tell the Sooth.
Oh, that's why you're here, isn't
well,
it?
Well, we have nothing else to say.
Edith Hamilton. We're channeling George Hamilton right now. So.
Does anyone know? Anyone in the audience?
No.
Well, then we all learned a little something, that Nemesis was the goddess of retribution, particularly against hubris. If you got the gods angry, they sicked Nemesis on you, and that was bad news.
All right.
So that's what made her such
a
nemesis.
Especially against hubris.
Whoever he was.
Try this one, Tony.
Okay.
How did Medusa get into that whole creepy crawly thing in the first place?
I mean, how did she get to have a head full of snakes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Dippity doo.
Bad hair day.
Bad snake day.
The wrong moose.
Medusa was. Does this have anything to do with? Jason was not supposed to look at the Medusa, or he turned to stone.
Well, no one was supposed to look at the Medusa, or they turned to stone.
Well, one at a time.
No. Right. She was so ugly.
Was that her punishment?
It was.
That was her punishment for having flirted with the wrong mortal.
That could almost be right in almost any case. It doesn't happen to be right in this case.
But it was her punishment.
It was her punishment.
Who freed...
If she was punished by a goddess.
She was.
Was she for freeing somebody?
No. Does anyone know this legend?
Athena said, not her because he really boastful.
That's
boastful.
You know what? He's exactly right. It is about Athena. Very good. From the band. Beautiful Medusa. Yes. Thank you. Beautiful Medusa wanted to take a trip down south. You know, get a little sun. Athena said no. Medusa tells everybody it's because Athena is jealous of her looks. Athena takes issue. And the rest is history. Try this one, Arnie. What was an average day like for a Cyclops?
A visit to the eye doctor.
I don't like the looks of that eye.
You're right.
Tough getting in the contact lens.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, first of all, it was the size of a hubcap, but I thought he was mainly in the cave.
Well, yeah, gets up first thing in the morning.
Brushes his teeth. Takes the sleep out of his eye.
Does he go out and look for food and eat people?
No, he might, but that wasn't an average day.
Just an average day.
Was he just tending his flock of sheep?
No, that's not what he did.
Okay.
Does anyone on the other side know?
Was he a lookout?
He was a lookout, yeah.
He looked for forest
fires. Keep an eye out for boats.
Hurling people or tossing something around.
No. Anyone know?
Walking around.
Why did he have all those sheep in his cave?
He was so big, they were Q-tips.
Right. He sold lanolin in the suburbs.
I see we're having a little trouble with the old mythology. Anyone know why what an average day was like for a Cyclops?
They worked in the forges of Hephaestus.
That's exactly right. Okay. Head off to the smithy. That's what they would do, where they forged the thunderbolts for Zeus. There you go. All right, try this one, Francine. Prometheus, the guy who created man and gave him fire, one time tricked Zeus into being a little nicer. For that, Zeus devised a particularly gruesome retribution. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah. Pushing that...
No, that was Sisyphus, it's right?
You mean a vulture?
No, being bound.
Yes, it does.
Bound on a rock?
He was bound on a rock, and a vulture would eat at his liver in perpetuity.
Right.
That's exactly right.
So nasty.
That's what would happen. Oh, man.
But it wasn't because he was trying to do something nice.
Yeah, he was. Do you know
for
what he
humanity,
was?
He was bringing fire.
No, it wasn't fire. He was the sacrifice to the gods.
Yeah.
Man could keep the best stuff, and the worst stuff can go to the gods.
Is that that explains why in the sacrifices they burned offal.
Jeez. All right.
They burned offal.
I thought they just tied him up to the ice skating rink at Radio City.
Try this one, Paula. Every time I cast my eyes skyward, I always think, who the heck were the Pleiades anyway?
Oh.
Who were they and what are they?
Well, there's stars up there, but usually when we name them, they're symbolic of something on Earth, right?
Well, they are that cluster of stars, yes. They are that small cluster of small stars. Hmm. That's what they are. Who were they?
They were bite-sized pastries.
I'm half tempted to give her points for that, but no.
They were the seven sisters.
Right. They were the
seven colleges.
You got your Smith, your Wesley, your
Vassar.
You got your Vassar, you got your Donder and Blitzen. They're all.
Yeah. Oh my God, I have no idea who these ladies are.
Keep babbling, it's working.
The seven sisters of whom? The sirens, the.
No.
Seven deadly sins.
Nothing like that at all.
My background coming out now.
The seven winds.
No. They were the seven daughters of Atlas, actually.
Seven daughters of Atlas.
Who were relentlessly pursued by Orion.
Oh.
I'm intrigued that Orion went after all seven sisters.
Yeah.
Did you give me any points for anything?
Give them 6 points for that.
Because I know it's pathetic. Right. Yeah,
but it's getting there. And finally, Barry, put a cap on the day. Shortly after devouring his wife, Zeus gets the mother of all headaches. Hermes and Hephaestus get together and they cure it. How?
Another being sprung from Zeus's head.
Well, that's right. How'd they do it?
Hit him hard over the back.
And who was the other being?
You get your fist right here.
Aphrodite.
Gidget. Madonna.
Gidget comes out. Yes, Gidget.
Mercury.
It's a female. Athena. That is born full blown from the head of Zeus. Right.
Athena.
And Athena is correct.
And it is by they struck him.
I'm going to give him the 10 points.
Please.
That's exactly right. They split his skull open. And out pops Athena, fully clad, armor, the whole works.
What happened to his skull?
You get 10 points for that, and it's a good thing, because on this day, which was a very tough day, 66 points did it. A victory for Tony Khan's team. Congratulations. Winners this week.
That's the lowest winning score in the
show. It was tough sledding.
That is all... That is all we have time for this week. Thanks so much to Carrie Flood, Jules Fisk, and all the folks here at the Emerson Umbrella Center for the Arts. Sharon Salk and other writers, Antonio Oliart mans the meters, and Zach Moore is the associate producer and webmaster. Thanks to all who came out in our traditional season-opening hurricane and for our own particular brand of hot air. Now go out and get your tickets off the windshield, and we'll see you all next week.
Yeah! You can hear Says You Again for free on any of the stations that stream our show. Just follow the High Definitions radio stations link on our website, find a convenient time, and listen again and again. For copies of this show or any other in our history, you can find downloads at saysyou.net. Just follow that show downloads link and find high-quality copies available.
Benjamin, give him the skinny.
Says You.
created and produced by Pippin and Finch. Busted.
You've been listening to Says You on 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio, 91.5 WTML Tullahoma, and 91.7 WHRS Cookeville. You can find the complete schedule of all of our programs and listen to a live stream of any of our program channels at WPLN.org.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in this country for both men and women, but it can be prevented. Exercise, maintaining a healthy weight, getting screened regularly, and eating plenty of fruits and vegetables can help keep hearts healthy. More information about Vanderbilt Heart Prevention Specialists and custom prevention programs can be found at VanderbiltHeart.com.
Nashville weather today, mostly sunny skies in the high and the lower 70s, mostly clear tonight.